And now the game where we ask big names, little questions. If you were a track and field fan in the 1980s and 90s, three names rose above all others, and they all belonged to one woman. Jackie Joyner Kersee rose from East St. Louis to medal in four Olympic Games and be named the greatest female athlete of the 20th century by Sports Illustrated. Jackie Joyner Kersee, welcome to Whitley.
Thank you.
So I like you here. So are you well known here in St. Louis where you live? I mean, do people like see you in the street? Like come up and say, jump for me or something? I don't know.
Yeah, they don't ask me to jump. They might ask me, do I want to race?
Do they really?
Yes.
People come up to you. Are you like the big guy in the bar who always gets challenged to a fight? It's like, oh, it's Jackie Joyner Kersee. I'm really drunk. I'm going to go try to race her now.
Well, not quite in the bar, but...
You grew up in East St. Louis across the river, right?
You're right.
And you were a talented athlete as a young girl. You were always into athletics?
Yes, I was always into athletics, but I really wasn't... really good in track because I started running at the age of 9, and my first race I finished last.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
It sounds like that still bothers you.
Yeah.
What kind of a race was it?
It was the 400 meters, and so I remember saying to myself the next time out, if I can improve a tenth of a second if I was running, then that meant I was getting better. But sometimes the places remain the same. I was like, okay, I'm in eighth place, seventh place. I'm slowly moving up.
Really? And, so you yeah. weren't one of those kids who were like immediately everybody knew you had a special talent. You had to really work for it.
Well, my coaches might have known, but when you finish in eighth place and seventh place, that ain't special.
No.
I wonder where that kid is who won first place in that race. What is that person?
We read that you actually made your own sand pit to jump in, to do long jump.
Yes.
And you like, and that you had like to collect sand from all around East St. Louis to make it. Is that true?
Well, not quite around East St. Louis. It was a park, and across the street from where I live, and they had a sandbox, and right. So I would. Convince my sisters we would take potato chip bags and we would walk over to the park and we would fill the bags with the sand and bring it back to our front yard so I could practice on my jumping.
I mean, did any of your siblings say, why don't you just go jump over there? We'll save a lot of time.
See, we weren't supposed to leave the yard.
Oh.
So we would go to the park. So as long as we all went together and came back together,
yeah.
And then before my mom got home, and we never collected enough sand for me to jump in the pit, but, you know, I was jumping off. We had a porch and a banister, so I would practice my jumping, and my mom didn't know because it was just a little bitty mound of sand.
I love this story of you guys smuggling the dirt. It's like the Great Escape. These little kids are, like, sneaking over there holding potato chip bags, trying to look nonchalant. So once you started winning, you know, when did you get on the path to the Olympics?
When I was 14, I saw the 76 Olympic Games on television.
Yeah.
And I remember going to my coaches and I asked them, did they think that I can make the Olympics? Because that's my dream. I want to go to the Olympics because I saw women at that time doing what I was trying to do.
Right.
And I was like, wow, well, maybe I can get on TV by going to the Olympics. So... that's what I did.
I watched the 76 Olympics. I just said, that makes me tired. I got some more ice cream. But now, I mean, you went to four Olympics. I can't even count your medals. Four gold medals over the four Olympics or more?
Three gold.
Three gold.
A silver and two bronze.
Really? Mm-hmm. Where do you keep your medals now?
Thank you.
And... a world record that still stands in the heptathlon, right?
Yes.
Okay. So where do you keep the medals in your house?
Well, they're in a safe place.
Yeah. If I were to come over to your house, and I'm not angling for an invitation, but if I were to come over to your house, would I see them? Are they out?
Well, no, they're not out. But
no, really?
Oh, mine would be everywhere.
I was about to say. Yeah. If I had one Olympic medal, I would be wearing it now.
Yeah.
I'd be wearing, oh, this enormous medallion around my neck. Well, that's my Olympic medal.
Yes. With a bowl of Wheaties right in front of
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Yes. Really? But you don't ever take them out and just go, oh, yeah.
You know, you could, but, you know, when you look at the gold medals or the silver medal or the bronze medal, it's like, oh, all that hard work. Ooh, them 12 hours. Oh, 365 days of the year. Oh, let me put that away.
Your brother Al is an Olympic gold medal winner.
Yes.
Did you go up competitive with him? Did you ever race him?
I did.
Did you smoke him?
I did.
Did you? If your brother were here right now, would he confirm this story?
Oh, yes, he would confirm.
He confirmed this story.
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to say. He wouldn't
but
lie
he
about
would
it.
Also say
yeah.
that he beat me to winning the first Olympic gold medal, though.
That's true.
I'm curious, like, if you're ever on the way to a meeting and you're in a traffic jam, I mean, do you ever just get out of the car and just sprint right there?
You know what? You have those thoughts, but you know, a lot of times you go into the meetings, you got on heels. But, you know, some people run in heels. But
could you do that? Could you sprint in heels?
No, I could barely walk in them, so I know I'm not prepared to sprint.
This is what I want to happen. That's your dream, Mel. My dream is that Jackie is walking down the street and some guy grabs her purse and runs.
Yes.
That's
no. Exactly.
That's
the
what
iPhone
I see.
Thing. Like when you walk down the street, because there's all this rash of iPhone thievery where
right.
people snatch out of your hands, and so you know people are really protective, but you can just wave it all around. You don't got to worry about anything.
Can you still throw a javelin?
Oh yeah, I can.
Is there ever reason to?
Yeah, if someone steals your iPhone.
Right. Because, yeah. you know, I got the fold-up javelin
oh,
in my
yeah.
bag.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Dangerous one of them.
No.
Well, Jackie Joyner Kirsten, we are so delighted to talk to you. And we have invited you here today to play a game we're calling...
May Thunder Blast Your Head.
So your name, of course, is Kersey, but how Kersey are you? We're going to ask you three questions about curses from around the world. You learned about these on the website asylum.com. Get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice, on their voicemail. Bill, who is Jackie Joyner Kersey playing for?
Cynthia Kreider of St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay. Your hometown person. Okay, Jackie, here's your first question. In Turkey, they insult rich, entitled people by saying which of these? A, you are a child of pudding. B, may your domestic help regularly look at you in the eye in an insolent way. Or C, you donate to public radio.
So there's none above, right?
Sorry, no, you're not going to answer. It's one of the things. I'll review it.
I go A.
You're going to go
pudding.
A. You are a child of pudding. You're right. Very good. Yes. Not being Turkish, we have no idea why they say that. Next question is very good. In Portugal, you might insult a guy by telling him to do what? A. Go eat at White Castle. B. Go comb a monkey. Or C, go try to reform the international banking system. Those are insults, ways to send them away in an insulting way.
Portugal. Okay, B.
Go comb a monkey. You're right. Very good. Jackie, one more question. Let's go for the gold, as it were. In Iceland, if you get really angry at somebody, you can call them a prumphazen. A prumphazen, which means you're calling them what? A Bjork tribute act. B, a fart chicken. Or C, a dish of overcooked horse meat.
Oh, my God.
In Iceland?
Iceland.
A fart chicken?
A fart chicken.
So we go with the fart chicken.
You want to go with the fart chicken? Yes, it's the fart chicken. Bill, how did Jackie Joyner Kersey do in our quiz?
Another gold medal for her robe.
Jackie Joyner Kersee is a track and field legend and the founder of the Jackie Joyner Kersee Foundation and Center in East St. Louis, Illinois. Her new youth athletics program is Winning for Life. Jackie Joyner Kersee, thank you so much for joining us on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Jackie Joyner Kersee, ladies and gentlemen.